I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim, Jim and Nobby.
No disrespect, Katie, but there's only one Katie around this place anyway, you know.
There is, and there's going to be a statue of her. Did you hear about that? Katie Taylor could soon be the Rocky of our capital city as a politician kicks off a motion to erect a statue of her like in the boxing movies. So like the Rocky one.
Where would you put it?
Bray.
Well, that's not Dublin.
It's not Dublin. She's not from Dublin.
I think maybe she should get two.
Yeah, you'd have to have something in Bray, wouldn't you?
You should, but I don't often go to Bray, so I wouldn't see it. I'd be in town more, you know.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
The wild animal that I am.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know about Dublin until, you know.
What else do you want her to win?
While she's alive, it should be Bray.
Ah, come on now.
No, I'm just thinking, like, everybody, the statues that are for people in Dublin are for people who are no longer with us. Legends.
Yeah, fair enough, you know, yeah.
Musicians, they're no, like, legendary status. She already has that.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird to have a statue when you're still alive.
How old do you think Katie Taylor is?
Oh yeah, here we go now. Is she 29?
No.
34.
Much closer.
35?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hard to put an age on her, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. She's kind of ageless.
Yeah.
And when she was 25, she probably looked exactly the same.
She probably did. Well, she drinks a lot of water.
Well, think of the training she does. Constantly.
Hence the water.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yes, Jim. Yes.
Yeah. Elizabeth Olsen crashed Saturday Night Live.
It was all about Benedict yesterday.
Yeah, and plunges Benedict Cumberbatch into the multiverse.
Benedict, it's your friend Elizabeth Olsen.
Hey, listen, you made it. And you're in costume.
Well, I love Marvel. It's speaking of, do you know who would be great in the next Doctor Strange is SNL's understudy, Chloe Fineman.
Benedict.
What's going on?
I thought I was talking to you.
No, I'm me. No, so am I. No, I am me. I am me too.
Oh my God. The multiverse is real.
In case you're not sure, that is, of course, Mary-Kate and Ashley's sister. Younger. Slightly younger.
Saturday Night Live is either really good or weirdly bad.
Well, they're doing a lot. When you're writing so much, you're not
yeah,
always
no,
going to
they
be
have
gold.
A whole week to get it ready, and there's like the best comedy
people,
minds in
yeah.
New York City. But when it goes wrong, it's like, and the audience are welping. Yeah. It's like, what?
Are they even real?
When they get it right, though, it's unreal.
Yes, it is.
Mm.
Yes, it is. Mm. So the other news this morning is that I kind of agree with this. An Irish dietitian has said Kim and her chat last week about fitting into that dress and losing all the weight and whatever it was, 3 weeks, 7.2 kilos is not good and dangerous.
It's not a healthy way to do it.
And you should not try and do it. So Kim.
But she only wore it to go in through the doors. So all that work just to wear it like for 5 seconds.
She said, even if one person ate the exact same way Kim Kardashian ate, did the exact same exercise in the exact same way, they will never look like her.
No. Now, what she should have done is just get somebody to do a replica that fit her.
Yeah. Well, she's famous for looking like the way she looks. Why would you change it?
Yeah. And
yeah.
Did she have some of Marilyn's jewellery as well? I think she did, something like that. All this stuff is worth millions. It's like, there was probably a van waiting to put the stuff back in a vault.
When she was nicked in Paris, I don't mean arrested, remember?
Yes, when she was mugged, that was horrendous.
You would think that would put you off wearing very, very expensive stuff. I'd be going to Claire's Accessories for me bangles.
That's more like it, Nobby. You're right.
No, keep it real.
Girls, be yourself. Go to Claire's Accessory or other outlets are available. And
you won't tell the difference.
Don't be trying to squeeze into somebody else's
or
dress.
Carrick Dunn or something.
Keep it real.
Keep it
K. I think that would have been a much better message to send to all our millions and millions of fans.
Millions and millions. There's lots, in fairness. There are lots. So Katie Taylor's statue, not sure where we're going to put it. We have all morning to think about it, in fairness.
It seems like Bray would be the obvious choice, but that's our hometown, so...
Bray or the multiverse. It's almost 6:56. It's Tuesday morning. It is absolutely lovely out. The sky is blue. A bird went for its business all over my windscreen, but I washed it away. So
it's a beautiful story.
It worked out well in the end. I'll do the lotto tonight if there's a lotto on.
Well, you should. That's for luck, apparently.
It's F104. Good morning.
Yep. It is the strawberry alarm clock. It's F104. It's 7:10. Tuesday morning.
If you're ever embarrassed about something you did for a girl, whether you broke up or you just really loved her, always remember that Jack Harlow last week released a song about wanting to slide into her DMs. And the whole world knows about it.
Is that what the song is about?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's even talking about, yeah.
Yeah, just because you write a song about somebody doesn't mean they're bothered.
He's talking about doing things when there's no doer there.
Ah, now.
Yeah. It's all a bit
That's
weird.
That's a bit weird, no.
It's a bit weird. We wrote a song about you.
I said I was going to be doing things.
The only thing different is there he's also a famous singer, but like...
A restraining order. So let's have a gander at what's going down in the world.
So the case still with Colleen and Rebecca has not gone away, you know. So it's still a thing, and it's actually only... When they say it's only starting today, I don't know. It kicks off today, but has it not been kicking off for the last year and a half? Is this an actual in the court today or something?
Well, Colleen was seen leaving a workout with a pair of boxing gloves over her shoulder, so she's ready for a fight.
I think that was the message she was sending out there, yeah.
Insiders say the 36-year-old is convinced she's right over the defamation action launched by Rebecca, wife of Leicester City striker Jamie. Mm-hmm. Colleen is being supported by her husband Wayne and...
Well, he doesn't have much of a choice, does he?
He'll have to give a statement in the High Court. So what's the case about? Here we go.
We all know she set her close friends to one person on Insta stories.
Who's suing who, though? Rebecca's
defamation.
Suing Colleen. Yeah.
Defamation.
Colleen was dubbed Wagatha Christie when she claimed her fellow Wag, which is a very strange name, this Wag thing, had shared fake stories that she'd posted on her personal Instagram account with a newspaper. Colleen posted, "I saved my screenshotted all the original stories, which show one person has viewed them. It's Rebecca Vardy's account. The dot, dot, dot. It's Rebecca." Vardy denies the accusations and is suing for libel.
That's why she had to, launch a defamation case, because she was like, I didn't do this. So it was the cleaner.
There's plenty of explainers going around today, and I think what she said that she didn't have access to her own phone.
Yeah. I know in the context of the world, especially right now, it's really not that important. But to those two ladies and their families, clearly it is.
Oh, no, it's massive, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, if somebody tweets, say, something awful, and then, you know, somebody knocks on their door and says, what the hell did you tweet that for? And then you go, oh, I don't know, somebody else had my phone. You don't really believe that, do you?
No, of course not. There's an app called Cheez'em that is launched. And if you want to know what cheese is, what type of cheese it is, you take a picture of it and it'll tell you.
Oh, it's like the one with the plants.
A bit like the one with the plants, exactly.
You take a picture of how does it know from a picture of cheese?
I don't know.
Look the same,
it's been described by French newspaper Libération as a miracle.
Well, every French person would need that.
As a miracle that will end the embarrassment facing dinner party guests forced to admit that they cannot recognise any of the cheese on a cheese board. Seriously.
Oh, yeah, the embarrassment.
Cheese them.
We've all been there. What
cheese
kind of cheese is that, Jim? Not sure.
Get your cheese them out. And they God, it's just so random.
Great pictures of Tommy Tiernan today. So this was a kind of a hush-hush secret, but it's out now. Tommy Tiernan, the chat show host and a brilliant comedian and podcaster.
Dairy Girls star.
Dairy Girls. He's going to be in the follow-up to Normal People.
Oh, yeah. This is on very, very soon.
Yeah. So it's Conversations with Friends. He plays the role of Dennis. And in Conversation with Friends, so Lenny Abrahamson is the director, which is like it's all...
Sally
top
Rooney
notch.
Again.
Sally Rooney writing it. Yeah. Tommy Tiernan's in it. Lenny's directing it. That's just like a match made in heaven. He's a good actor. So it's good to see him doing more and more stuff.
I think before the end of May is out. That'll be on your screens.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fairly heavy now. But so is Normal People.
Yeah.
There was a lot of silences and looking into space.
They've got time to fill. Leave them alone.
An Irish man has taken over the longest running quiz show on TV in the world.
What's Countdown? The show? Countdown.
Colin okay. Murray is going to replace the current host, Anne Robinson.
Colin Murray, do I know him?
Colin Murray's Northern BBC Northern guy. Yeah, he does a lot of sport. Very clever. Very good guy.
Okay.
He's only doing it as a fill-in manager until they find a replacement.
He's a good guy. Good guy.
And if you ever sat in traffic and thought, it'd be better to walk.
Yeah, everyone thinks that when you're stuck in traffic.
Hyundai's new concept vehicle. So it's got wheels, right? For you're driving around, looks like a normal. It looks kind of like a DeLorean type of vibe.
Would it fly?
No. It stands up on legs.
And what? Overtakes
and
everybody?
Walks over rocks, over terrain, over a bus if you want.
Stay to that. It looks like something to go to Mars in. It's
yeah,
not a car.
It looks like something that you'd find on Mars. And that is their new concept vehicle. It's called the Elevate. It was designed by the South Korean company. And right. It's a 19 million euro development.
I look forward to that ad on the radio. Hyundai Elevate.
If you want to walk over some cyclists.
Ireland's best-selling car.
Hyundai.
Hyundai. Forget about the Ioniq 5.
Is that the ad that does that?
Elevate.
A lot of ads have a similar sort of style now.
Isn't it bloody memorable?
It is, yeah.
I don't have to think about it.
But is it Hyundai or is it AIB that does that voice?
Well, it's definitely Hyundai at the moment. AIB,
they all kind of
maybe AIB said we want a bit of the Hyundai action. Can you get that lady, please?
I think we need to do a batch of fake ads that all talk like
so get
that.
Get out and walk. Where that's yeah. It's not the best looking car now. It makes Walter White's car in Breaking Bad.
It's a weird looking thing. It looks like a UFO on legs, but it's cool. It's very futuristic.
It is, yeah.
And if you walk over some hills, that'd be class.
I think if we just get the e-scooters legalised, that'd be a good start.
That's his goddaughter, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to talk over your goddaughter. Sorry. Sorry, Harry. It's F104 at 7:16. It's Tuesday.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. That's a
Harold,
great song.
Harold Styles. It's 7:19.
Axe Picnic gets a payout to the tune of 3.6 million.
This is last year.
Final accounting figures show that Electric Picnic's insurance paid out 3.6 mil when the festival was cancelled in the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic.
What was so that now? Was it?
They made a profit. 2.4, even though it didn't happen.
How did they make a profit?
Because the insurance paid out.
Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah.
Well, it's not all right.
Well, nobody had any fun. But
nobody had any. It was zero crack that year, in fairness.
True.
Although, yeah, I don't really want. I don't want to get into that time of our lives. But I heard about somebody the other day who their normal job stopped, and they got time to just chill out and play PlayStation and smoke a little, and they loved the time.
Smoke a little.
They loved life. So I was like. You weren't on like 10 Zoom meetings a day? No, it was great.
I know, but then the money runs out and you have to think about getting
them. So they were sending you money all the time.
Oh, they were sending the money?
The government.
Oh, okay, right, yeah, yes. Okay.
Anyway, yeah, well, look, thankfully EP's back this year and more normal than ever before. I've only been once, believe it or not. Believe it or not.
The crack.
It is good, yeah, in fairness. It's one of the solid ones. Let's get Longitude out of the way first, and then we'll talk about that. What episode are we on to Derry Girls tonight? Now, if you're not,
this is I think the fifth
ahead.
One. I think maybe the fifth one, so it'll be the second last one. Now, the good news is, if you're a Derry Girls fan, it ain't over.
Oh,
because when this series is finished, finally,
yeah.
Last week was the spooky one. There was the Liam Neeson one. There was the ghosty one.
The last one I watched was The Child of Prague. Was that season two?
Oh god, I can't remember which
one.
Well,
they knock the head off and they stick his head back on upside down and the Maz are all caught around.
Funny, yeah. Anyway, so there's a special coming. So I don't know if this is a feature length or an hour long or whatever it's going to be, but it's going to be the day they announce the Good Friday Agreement in the North.
Right.
That's how they're going to leave it.
It was 1996.
So there's been such an
seven.
Such an outcry from fans that they don't want it to finish. People are saying, "Can you not do another series?" No, we can't.
No, leave it. Just go back. It's all well. Series
Why
one and
can't
two.
Can't they do another series, guys? To already leave it.
I think he's done asking them questions. Season one and two are on all four, but season three you've got to be watching in real time.
Yes.
And I think
season 3 will be on all 4 as well. So all 4
it's not there yet though, is what I mean.
No, but what's there so far is up there.
Yeah, so you can't plough ahead though. You have to wait and watch it. Like the olden days, watching a show once a week.
So I love when I find a show that everyone's been talking about and I completely just missed the boat on. And I told you about this. I was watching Fleabag. Sophie Waller-Bridge. She wrote this and she stars in it. And it's just... And Andrew Scott as the priest. It's just...
You finished that though, didn't you?
Yeah,
then you started
that. That is such a weird, funny, class show. It's so good.
You weren't going twice at once or anything.
Which, no.
Right.
So, you know, I'm always looking for something funny.
Well, if there's something else that you were a few years behind on, send it in to us and we'll share it.
Here's one for you. If you loved the shows like that, Motherland, I keep telling you, it's really, really funny.
Because, I mean, there's never been more stuff out there, but it's actually harder. It's like dating apps. There's never been an easier way to meet somebody, but it's impossible. There's never been so much stuff to watch, but there's just too much. You can't decide.
If you're missing Derry Girls, something in the same along the same lines, right? I would tell you, Motherland, This Way Up, the Aisling B one, and Starstruck with Rose Matafeo. They're three absolute classics. Very funny.
Very funny.
Very funny. Very rude. Very cheeky.
All the things you need.
It's good.
Got a brand new prank call coming up in a few minutes. We'll give you a little bit of a teaser. F104's Instagram back again this morning around about 8:15. It's worth €1,000 if you get all 10 questions right.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM104's Dish the Dirt
with Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
Okay, so it's Dish the Dirt time.
Yes,
I was asked yesterday, why is it called Dish the Dirt? And I said, well, it means same kind of, you know, spill the beans, spill the tea, whatever. And why don't you call it Spill the Beans then? I didn't have the answer for that question.
Okay. It was a 10-year-old, wasn't it? 11-year-old.
It was, yeah. Good question.
Kids say the best things. So Avatar and Water. This is a return to Pandora in the stunning trailer for Avatar, The Way of the Water. I presume your man is still involved. He is, yeah, James Cameron. Now, is this one of the longest gaps there's ever been for the
between
next
sequels? Yeah, no.
It's long, isn't it?
I think what's the other one? Blade Runner.
Feels
that
like
it was like 40 years or something.
Feels like 2008, 2009 when it came out. Anyway, part one of the ambitiously planned 4-movie sequel, Avatar: The Way of Water, begins to tell the story of the Sully family. The trouble that follows and the lengths they go to keep each other safe, the battles they fight to stay alive and the tragedies they endure.
I know one thing. Wherever we go, this family is our fortress.
Yeah, ladybird or doorbird.
New Doctor Who star Shuti Gatwa says he wants to use money from his big TV paydays to build schools in Rwanda.
Ah, come on.
Shuti has become the 14th Doctor and he's the first black actor to play the role full-time on the BBC show. When they say full-time, does that mean there was a black actor who played it in a TV special or something?
I don't know, that's a good question.
That is a very good question. I look for questions. I'm doing 50 a day or 50 a week.
I mean, he sounded pretty likeable yesterday, but just when you hear that as well, it's like...
Yeah, come on.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Give us a chance. That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. My next guest needs no introduction with Letterman. It's back towards the end of this month on Netflix. Some of his guests this time will include Will Smith, Cardi B, Billie Eilish, and the first one, I think, will be Ryan Reynolds, who talks about his lovely wife, Blake. Love her nuts.
Blake, in full disclosure... really showed me how to do all this.
Who runs the show here?
Blake runs the show. I would kind of really phone things in if it wasn't for her.
Now let's just say, and I know this has happened, she would say, I think I'm going to go visit my family for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You have some time. Would anxiety set in then?
I would, first off, never let her go visit her family. Second.
I think that's illegal.
That is illegal. That's kidnapping. No. Oh, if I was just with the girls, I think I would find it pretty exciting at first, and then there would be we have three girls, so that division of labour is very important.
Basically, sits down, has chats. Michelle and Barack were one of the guests in the last season.
Oh, yeah. Simon Cowell's sister-in-law reckons that he could turn into Groomzilla. I've heard of Bridezilla. I've never really heard of Groomzilla before, but I presume it's a thing.
Would you bother getting married now at his age?
Well, you know, for legal reasons. The music mogul and his girlfriend have been together since 2013, and they have a little Eric
Lauren,
together.
Lauren, isn't it?
Her name is Lauren, yeah. Lauren Silverman. And Cowell has proposed on a family holiday in Barbados over Christmas, and they're due to marry in London in June. Can you imagine getting the invite for
imagine.
That one?
Oh, yeah. The favours would be very good, I imagine. The wedding favours.
You imagine, yeah. You nice. Deserve to be on that altar.
Yeah, but then like Sharon Osbourne and Amanda Holden probably pull the eyelids off each other. It would get a bit weird.
Are they not friends, no?
I don't know. Who is friends, Jack Harlow and Dua. So he's got a song out called Dua Lipa. It's on Come Back, The Kids Miss You, the album. He has a song about sliding into her DMs and really fancying her, but he didn't want it to blindside her and just, hey, you know this guy's
is that not a nice, it's a tribute then. He's not actually going into her DMs. He's written a song saying he loves her or thinks she's great.
Yeah, well, it's a bit more, yeah, it's a bit hotter than that. But
are the lyrics a bit weird, are they?
Yeah, they FaceTimed anyway.
And oh, did they?
She didn't say, no, don't use it.
It's like when Basement Jack said a song called Song for Mucha. Remember Mucha from
Sugar Babes?
The Sugar Babes.
It's a bit like that, Jim,
it's
yeah.
a tribute song.
Yeah, yeah, it's possibly a different type of tribute, but I take the point.
Do you think she should have said no? Let's have a look at the lyrics first.
I don't think you can say no. If someone FaceTimes you and said, I've written this song, would you mind if I release it? She could have said
no. If I wrote a song about you called How Are You Nobby?
Well, if you were saying the things that he's saying about her, I'd be like, Jim, okay, I'd rather you didn't.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
I'm not familiar with what he said, but I presume it's kind of spicy, is it?
Bit spicy, okay.
Bit spicy.
Not as spicy as the phone call Dara's going to get at about 10 past 8 or the 10 questions on FM104's Instagram. It's all on the way in the next 10 minutes.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's...
Now, you hear that drilling?
Yeah.
That's happening here at the moment in FM4.
They're rebuilding our studios downstairs.
Yeah, we're in temporary studios. They're very nice temporary studios. So, that's happening all throughout the day. So, this happened yesterday when we were recording this prank. Dara is getting married to the lovely Aoife, and she got in touch with us and said, look, he's doing a golf thing the day before we got married.
Helped, though? Did it that added to it?
Well, the drilling helped, and Terry was pretending he was the Spanish manager or one of the people from the golf club, and he was going to move the date from the day he'd arranged. He's been planning this for months, 30 people going to go to this thing, and he was going to bump him up to the day he was actually getting married, which wouldn't be convenient. So poor Dara didn't like that option.
Yeah, it did.
Hello, Dara speaking.
Hello, can I speak to Dara, please?
That's myself, yeah.
My name is Alejandro de Cagas. I'm ringing from... golf resort that you are...
Oh, where are you? Yeah.
Yes, I have the booking here in front of me. Can I just run through some details with you,
yes,
please?
Yes, of course. Yeah, shoot away.
Okay, so you are coming over at 8?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm getting married on the island on the 19th of May.
Oh.
So the day before, we want to play 9 holes for, I think it's 29 people.
Right, I see this here. I'm trying to sort this out in the moment. The manager asked me to call you. There is a reserva duplicada with regard to your golf tournament.
Okay.
Do you understand what that means?
Duplication, yeah.
It's a duplicata, yes. So there is another booking that has come through, and there was a mistake on our side. Now, we have a free time to go through. It's the 19th of May at the same time at 11 o'clock.
Sorry, hang on. So you're saying that on the 18th of May, I cannot play now?
On the 18th of May, sorry, there's some works going on in the background here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, just... Yes, on the 19th of May we have free time and we can book you in now for the 29 people.
For the 19th of May?
For the 19th of May at 11 o'clock.
No. I need the 18th.
I understand that, but it's a reserve duplicata.
That's not my problem. That's your problem.
Well, you see, this is there's a double booking, so we have to move you and your party to the 19th at 11 o'clock.
I get married on the 19th of May.
What time do you get married?
I won't be playing golf on the 19th of May.
Well, what time do
you... I will not be playing golf on the 19th of May.
Okay, but if we move you to the 19th of May, that is when your booking will be there. So maybe your guests can do the golf instead?
We will not be playing golf on the 19th of May. I don't know why you don't understand that.
Oh, I understand what you are saying, but okay, we have an opening there at the 19th of May at the 11 o'clock.
I don't know what you don't understand.
So the 19th is good, no?
100% not.
That you don't...
100% not.
What is wrong with the 19th of May?
I cannot play on the 19th of May.
There's work. Guys, could you keep it down, please? Sorry, there's background noise here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly, but I want you to understand this, okay?
Yes.
I will not be playing golf on
the 29th.
I will not be playing golf on the 19th of May.
When is good? Do you want golf cars as well?
Can you hear me?
I can hear. Sorry, there is a background noise here.
Okay, can you stop the background noise?
I can. I am trying to get their attention. They are in the distance.
Okay,
I'm in a reception area
attention.
Here.
Okay. You get their attention.
Excuse me. Guys, could you please keep it down, please?
Sorry, you need to understand exactly what I'm saying to you. We will not be playing golf on the 19th of May. No, not one person will be playing golf.
But there are 29 people booked in for the 19th of May at 11 o'clock for the golf.
I have confirmation for the 18th of May.
Yes, but it is the 19th now because
that's
we are reserva duplicada.
Yeah, that's not my problem. That's your problem.
No,
you moved the other group.
No, the other...
You know, you need to move the other group.
The other group are very friendly with our hotel. They come back every year. They're very nice people.
We want to look after those
people.
That's not my problem. I have confirmation.
I have confirmation, too, that you have just agreed to the 19th of May, no?
No, 100% not.
You don't want to go on the... Okay.
Not one bit. You don't understand me. Why don't you understand me?
I am trying to understand you. This background noise here is very hard to hear. The
19th of May is not happening.
Why not?
Because I don't want to play golf on that day.
What?
I want to play golf on the 18th and you make it happen.
Maybe I could offer you some complimentary drinks.
No.
And we
no.
could...
No.
Maybe we do a price.
No.
A price for your...
No.
Maybe the wedding party could come and look at you play golf.
No. No.
Your friends can play and
you
they
don't
can come to your...
They
can
why go, are you
still they can
talking
to your
about
wedding
the
19th afterwards.
Of May?
Pardon?
Why are you still talking about the 18th
because
of May?
Because I have you in the computer. I just put you in there. You are booked in.
I didn't confirm it.
The 19th of May. Yes. I heard you.
But this is a joke. This has to be a joke.
Excuse me. If you want to speak to my manager, I'll put him on now to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes. There is a problem.
No.
We can calm this down. We can fix this, okay? So you want to play golf on the 19th, it says here, huh?
No, I want to play golf on the 18th.
Oh, duplicado.
This has to be a joke.
Why you say it's a joke? Why you say that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hello, Dara. Dara, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We get you in the 18th, okay? We get complimented.
Oh, my God.
No problem, okay, my friend?
Oh my God.
Aoife set you up on Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Oh my God. I cannot believe that. I said, why can't they understand this?
It's all the background noise. There's people working in the background.
Oh my
I'm very
God.
Sorry. I cannot understand what you are saying.
That's the most wound up I've been in a long time. Oh my God.
Duplicano.
That's real. That's real stuff in the background, by the way.
There are actually workers in FM 104 tearing the place apart.
God.
Are you okay, Dara?
No, I'm not actually. I just want to play golf on the 18th of May.
You are. You still. That's all happening.
You sound like you want to play golf more than you want to get married.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's why I moved the wedding to Thursday. Oh my god.
That is funny.
So, Dara, deep breaths, yeah. You're playing golf on the 18th, you're getting married on the 19th.
Get wound up by that. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That was brilliant.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
Sinead works in a hotel. How are you, Sinead?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
It doesn't have to be the hotel you work in now, but what's the weirdest thing you've seen working in a hotel?
Oh, God. There's a lot of weird stuff.
Okay.
It is. I'd say a lot of hotel workers have weird stories.
Weird stories.
Do you compare weird stories at lunchtime together?
Oh God, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Please.
Okay. Wow.
So Sinead, you're new to the party on Instagram. I think Crossy's told you the rules. No,
yeah.
No Googling, no messing, no help.
It's like your first day at school.
Okay.
It's 10 questions.
We're your friends.
We have to accept your first answer. If you give us all 10 questions correct,
what happens then, Jim?
You get €1,000.
Oh my God.
Finger crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see how you do. Good luck.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Nuacht is the Irish word for what?
News.
What's the name of the Irish stick and ball team game played by women?
Camogie.
In which Irish town is Electric Picnic held since 2004?
Stradbally.
Name one of the main female judges on Britain's Got Talent.
Nicole Scherzinger.
True or false, Bugatti cars are manufactured in France?
True.
Who had a 2013 hit with a romantic song, All of Me?
What was all of you?
I don't know.
Okay. Who is John Legend's wife?
What?
Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
What Irish TV presenter has shows called DIY SOS and previously 50 Ways to Kill Your Mammy?
I'll pass.
Lima is the capital of which South American country?
Pass.
That's Michaela McCallum. And it's almost 20 years since Ireland qualified for the World Cup, but where was it held in 2002? Roy Keane took his ball and went home. Were you even born then?
Yes. Okay, just about. Pass, I don't know.
Okay. Out of passes.
Okay.
Were you helping out there, Jim, with the question six?
No, it was a follow-on question. Yeah, follow-on question.
Okay.
So it was John Legend had the hit with All of Me, and I thought, throw in his wife as well.
That's his missus.
Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen.
All of Me.
Loves all that was
everywhere.
Put that song in the same vein as Happy Pharrell Williams. Baz Ishmawi is the presenter. You should have said ads for banks. You would have probably spotted them quicker there.
Lima is the capital of Peru.
Oh.
Where, what's his name? Paddington Bear is from Peru as
That's
well.
True, yeah, but he seemed to prefer the UK. Bugatti cars are manufactured in France.
Yes, they are.
That's true.
Yay.
They sound Italian, but they're not. Japan is where it all happened.
I was going to say Tokyo, I'm not going to lie. Would have been wrong.
Well, Japan would have got you.
Amanda Holden or Alicia Dixon, you said it, Nicole Scherzinger. Was she she was an X Factor dropping,
yeah.
Wasn't she?
Well,
isn't
she would appear on it, but like the main presenters, yeah, would have been
I think she was X Factor. I don't think she was Britain's Got Talent.
So,
what are we on? What is the tally?
5.
Damn it.
First go though, Sinead, it's all right. People have come on and done an awful lot worse.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys anyway.
Thank you for trying. Good luck.
Thanks, have a nice day.
See ya.
Kids in the car, kids in the car. Everyone is a little star.
Yes, they are.
Early on the Strawberry, they chat to Jim and Nobby. Oh, yeah. Kids in the car on FM 104.
They chat to us, do they?
So yesterday, kids, we mentioned that there was a car that had the Little Mermaid stickers on the back of it, and Nobby was disgusted. And we said, if you could decorate a car up, your mum or dad's car or anyone's
Beauty
car.
And the Beast, get your Disney thing.
Or whatever, yeah. And if you could decorate a car with stickers, because you can do with everything else, like your bedroom wall and your school bag and stuff, what would you do to your mum or dad's car if you could decorate it?
Jim and Nobby, this is over, then I'll change my name to be Sonic.
Oh, yeah, he's the leftover from
Sonic. I saw Sonic 2 Kids in the cinema a few weeks ago. Very good.
Is it as good as the first one?
Yeah.
Ken
and Haley. Our stickers on the car would be puppy. Yeah, we love puppies.
Puppies.
I think you're the daddy.
Bye.
I like puppies.
Puppies is good. Yeah, nice puppy car. The puppy mobile.
Puppy mobile, yes.
Paw Patrol.
Hi, my name is Kyra, and if I could put any stickers on my mum's car, it would be paint splats.
Jim and Nobby, my name is Freya, and if I could put stickers all over my mum's car, then it would be Beniki stickers.
Who?
Beniki.
Beniki.
Is it Beniki? Is that a cartoon? I'm not sure.
Could be.
I know there's Ben 10.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. It's Clodagh here. And what I would put on my mammy or daddy's car, I would put Encanto and Turning Red stickers on it. Bye.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Hi, Jimmy Nobby.
Hello.
I would design my mom's car and my mom and dad's car with with bumpy sticker design. And mine is called Rosie. Bye,
Rosie.
Bye-bye.
So, kids, around this time of the year, everyone's sort of working out where they're going on school trips. If you're going on a school trip, let us know where it is. We'll play it tomorrow, okay? So
it could even be your first school trip because the last year has been a bit weird.
Going to a park, to a museum,
a zoo.
To do something. You're going to see a pony. What are you
going
to go?
Are you going to a farm to rub a goat?
Glen Row. Are you going to the zoo? Where are you going on a school trip if you are going on one? 087-679-7104. Send it in now with your name. We'll play it tomorrow.
You never know, you could make it and be famous on F104's Kids in the Car.
Camila Cabello has said that she's the next big star to step onto the field.
Is she going to do the
champions?
Is that the thing she's doing?
UEFA and Pepsi announced on Monday that the Bam Bam singer will headline this year's UEFA Champions League final opening ceremony.
More chance of Pepsi than Pep.
Presented by Pepsi. The performance is set to be a carnival-themed celebration, paying homage to Camilla's Latin heritage.
Lovely.
My music, I always feel, celebrates my heritage and my Cuban-Mexican heritage, so there's going to be songs from Familia on there, and I can't say much else, but I'm doing it for the Latinos, for sure. I still love it.
Such a holiday jam.
Such party music, yeah. Perfect.
Excellent. Last Saturday in May, that will happen.
Justin Bieber, it looks like Justin Bieber has some decent skills in the boxing ring. So we know he's good at basketball. Justin Bieber! As he played in Bushy Park.
Yeah, he did.
We know he's good on a skateboard.
He is.
And he's reportedly been having secret boxing lessons to prepare for a role in a biopic about a Ukrainian fighter, Dmitry Salita.
Right then, you're left or right-handed?
I'm left-handed.
Left-handed, so you want to be around this way. You want your power hand to the back, like that, yeah. There you go, and again. You got some power, yeah? Go on. Nice. So how you find all this crazy fame?
It's awesome.
There you go. Did you ever think it would be this manic?
Nah, not really.
No?
Which is your power hand, Jim?
It's my right hand, Nobby. You be careful now. I'll give you a dig.
Okay.
So that's David Hay. He's sparring with there. That's pretty cool.
Daniel,
are you alright, Abby?
Yeah. Daniel Radcliffe.
I do worry about you sometimes.
Becomes weird.
Carry on there, Nobby. Sorry, carry on. No, go ahead.
Daniel Radcliffe becomes weird. Al Yankovic.
Sorry? Couldn't catch that. Are you very emotional about this story?
Oh, gosh. You know. Well, here's the clip. I can't.
Hope you guys are ready for this.
Yeah! Hey, like a surgeon.
Anyone got an accordion?
Like a surgeon. Hey! Getting for the best.
What can I say? I'm full of surprises.
I can hear your heartbeat.
It will stream on the Roku channel.
What's the Roku channel?
It's one of the other things on your Sky if you swipe to the right. It's after Peacock.
Rebecca has always denied being the source behind the fake stories. This trial kicks off today, doesn't it?
It does, but it feels like it's been kicking off for the last year and a half.
No, they've just been preparing. Now they're going in. So a judge ruled in 2020 that Colleen's post clearly identified Rebecca as being guilty of the serious and consistent breach of trust. She has to prove that it wasn't correct.
I think the Ed Sheeran case a few weeks ago, the Johnny and Amber case.
Yeah.
There is a newfound appetite for watching this. Can you imagine if you could watch this one?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, this one's not on TV.
No.
This one would be more TV friendly because it's less sort of serious as Johnny and Amber.
If someone, I don't know if you can publicly go into the court and they could just film it on their phone and put it on social media, that'd be enough for us.
There'd be dodgy sketches of the two of them. Mm.
Imagine the daggers. Yeah, and the handbags.
Oh,
lovely handbags, lovely daggers.
So I've got something for you here now, Nobby. I don't want you to answer straight away, okay?
Okay, I won't. I think about it.
Yeah, I want you to
imagine.
Answer this question in your head first, okay?
Okay. So you'll hear me say nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a TikToker who said that you don't know people until you've asked them this question, because it's going to kind of split the room, all right? So here she is. Here's her question.
You don't truly know someone until you've asked them this question. You could have known them for 10, 15 years. You feel like you know them inside out, but the answer to this question will change everything you think you knew about them. Here's the question. If I say we have a meeting at midday, and then I say, can we move it forward 2 hours? What time is that?
Okay. We've got a meeting. Can we move forward 2 hours? What time is that? Don't tell me straight away, because everybody... And think of your first instinctive answer. Right?
Okay. My first thing was, I thought she was going to say, have you ever done drugs? I didn't...
No.
If I think I really know, you haven't asked this question. Okay.
So if you say you have a meeting for midday,
yeah.
Can you move it forward 2 hours...
What time is it? Midday. Forward is just the word forward, I think. I'm not getting anything else from that.
So, yeah.
Midday.
So, apparently, there's two camps.
2 hours.
This is kind of a 50-50, and like, this, you're either one way or the other.
Is it two or 1400? Is that the thing?
No. So, it's midday.
12-hour, 24-hour.
There's only one midday, so...
Yeah.
What would be your first instinctive answer?
The instinctive obvious answer would be 2 p.m.
2 p.m. Okay, right. So you're different to me then. When I first heard it, I thought 10 o'clock. So you're moving it forward. You move it forward.
Forward.
Yeah, forward. You move it forward, like forward, not back.
Yeah.
If you push it back, move it forward. Apparently, this is the way you look at time. She says. Here's her explanation.
I suppose there is, yeah, forward could mean 10. Yeah,
people are saying that it's 10 o'clock in Ireland. I don't see how Ireland has... Here's her explanation. She has a little bit of the question again.
And then I say, can we move it forward 2 hours?
Right.
What time is...
This question I asked is really freaking people out. Go check out the original video. But the question is, if I say we have a meeting at midday, and then I say, can we move it forward 2 hours, what time is the meeting? There are two answers people will give, 10 a.m. or 2 p.m.
I suppose.
It depends how you view time. So, this is time, this is you. And if you see yourself as moving through time, then you're moving towards 2 p.m. You will say 2 p.m. But if you see time as moving through you, you will say 10 a.m.
Time doesn't move through you. Time waits for nobody.
So if somebody said to me, can you move it forward? I would think it would be earlier. This is the thing.
Yeah,
this is kind of like one of those, is the dress green or purple or whatever it is.
It does make total sense that the answer could be 10 a.m. I'm not even going to dispute
it
that.
It could be either, yeah.
Because forward, like you
So far, the 10 a.m.s have been coming in. There's a few 2 o'clocks coming in as well. 10 a.m. defo.
Yeah.
I lived in Australia for 10 years. So somebody, they normally say, can we bring it forward?
In Ireland, it means 2 p.m.
Yeah, so bring it forward.
Forward, yeah.
So I always think the
forward earlier. Does forward mean earlier?
Because when I think push it back, can we push it back? That means it'll be 2 p.m.
Delay it, yeah.
But bring it forward is the opposite way. So maybe it depends on where you are in the world and the way everyone talks, where you're from.
I feel a bit silly now.
10 a.m. No, most people are going 10 a.m. But there's a lot saying 2 o'clock as well. So it's just one of those things that has divided, split the room, like the dress or the shoes or whatever those things are. There's no right answer. It's just weird. So just be careful when you say, can we push it forward 2 hours? Because some people might show up 4 hours late or 2 hours early.
I'm looking for all the different words. Beginning, commencement, initiation, opening, aftermath. Yeah, I think it's probably 10 a.m., isn't it? I think it goes 10 or 2 p.m.
I think it's 10 a.m.
We're a bit silly.
I'm not sure, though. But you want to make sure that you're clear.
Yeah, true.
But anyway, she's asked this question. It's driving everyone mad. And she says that both answers are correct. It's just up to you.
I kind of change my answer now.
Yeah.
An image of a naked man and woman waving like a friendly reception committee at a nudist camp will be the image that NASA are going to beam into a certain section of the Milky Way, thought most likely to harbour intelligent life.
Why are they in the nip?
That is a very...
Are they real people?
Well, this is, no, it's a very... It's a very...
it's a drawing, is it?
It's like a... Yeah, it is a drawing. But no, in fairness, you can see bits. Like, you can see belly buttons and V shapes and other shapes and... Yeah, kneecaps. There's kneecaps.
Okay.
They might very clearly a man and a woman.
They want to maybe double check against themselves.
It's on a purple background. Scientists have... they've cited the debate over the dangers of contacting aliens. Said the potential rewards outweigh the risks. I don't know if... Is there really a big risk? Like, they're going to come out. Surely they would have come after us by now. And nothing to do with a photograph or a friendly enough image going, hello, hi, this is all a bit weird, isn't it?
What I don't understand is, there's like people have GoPros and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people have really good quality iPhone cameras, Android cameras.
Even your phone is good enough to
all
these days.
The footage still of UFO sightings is very grainy. Nobody's got like a really.
No.
If there is a UFO sighting filmed, it's always dodgy.
Yeah. That is fair. Even if the aliens are short, dour, and sexually obsessed, if they're here, I want to know about them, says Carl Sagan, who's an astronomer. The message in binary code gives basic mathematical and physical concepts, and it's literally just a man with his right hand up, one with her left hand up, they're in the nip, and they're waving as if to say, how are you?
So they sent a thing into deep space many years ago on a little sort of capsule, and they sent it way off, right? So they sent it on one of the rockets, and then they sent it into deep space. It's miles into space now, and it has music, it has some of literature
stuff.
It has bits and bobs, it has pictures of us, where we are, all that stuff, just in case there is anyone out there who can find it and work out what's going on.
Well, if you can, NASA probably want to hear from you. They would like to give you a job. So that's what they're doing anyway. Elon's car in space suddenly seems normal enough. That was a while back. It is a bit weird, yeah. I'm not sure what they're hoping aliens to take from that. It will explain to them that us humans we're made of DNA and we're sound enough. Whatever.
We're sound.
What you doing work today? Well, that's what's going on over at NASA this morning. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. Coming up, you're going to hear a guy who is about to play golf. Well, he's hoping to play golf, but it doesn't quite go that smoothly.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
She'll be roaming around the streets of Dublin tomorrow. Mimi Webb, house on fire.
I tell you what, Nobby.
What?
When Mimi Webb, when she gets married, she'll be somebody's Wi-Fi.
Somebody's Wi-Fi. Okay. Okay.
Sorry, Nobby. I found that in the car. I just thought I had to tell Nobby, and then I'll just move on with my life.
You should try her, tell her the joke if we ever get to chat to her.
No, I don't think I will.
Might be a bit weird, right?
Webb. You know,
so if you've ever used, I mean, look, the phone, the retina thing, if you can go through an airport, as I have done recently, if you've got one of those biometric passports, you look it in the eye, you face your passport down, and everything opens for you. The
everyone
country,
has a friend though who won't have their face scanned for anything.
Yeah, but the country opens and it's a lot easier. There's no queues.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you just go in.
I'm in.
Vroom. And you also get to look at the people from the UK queuing up and going, yeah, how's that working out for you? But anyway, if it can work in that way, why can't all our passwords work the same way? And it's getting there. So Apple, Microsoft and Google, they've backed plans by an industry group to standardise logins. So we're all used to, if you've got a certain type of phone, the retina thing,
yeah.
They'll read your face or whatever. It's even working better with sunglasses and stuff now, I notice.
I have to, so if I do Apple Pay,
I can go to the East thing with my sunglasses on. Yeah, go on.
I have to take my glasses off.
Right.
And then I have to make sure it's at a certain angle. Otherwise, It won't read me.
Okay. There's a lot going on in your face now, Vernon.
I think so. Thanks.
Mine's probably simpler.
So here's the face I do. I'm going to just show it to nobody.
Glasses are off, right?
I have to go. I have to do a serious face.
You need to rescan your photograph.
How can you rescan your photograph?
You can reset all that.
Oh, can you?
You move your head and you move the phone around your head like it scans you. You must have been scanning.
Have you ever bought something when
you're just awake?
Have you ever bought something when you're in bed? You have to turn a light on so it'll scan your face.
Yeah.
And then you have to lean towards a light.
But mine even
works.
Do
your serious face.
I think that's where you've gone wrong. When you did that scanning, that initial thing when you got your new phone.
Oh, is it? Okay.
You had a wonky eye or something. Because you don't normally have a wonky eye. So basically, a lot more things. It's called ubiquity and usability. They're critical to everyone's life. But just imagine logging into, I don't know, like your work systems, your email. They're all different.
Yeah, but then what happens if you get a dig in the head and you've got a black eye and they won't read you and then everything stops?
I haven't had a black eye since I was about 11. Mm-hmm. So
I'm going about it the right way today. So
I'm hoping about it.
If you do, if you hurt yourself or you know your face changes.
Yeah, okay. I
what happens then if you can't get into anything? You're giving
me hurdles now that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, and what about your friend in the pub who says, oh, it's the government trying to watch you? They want to scan everything you're doing. They want to know where you are.
You can send all that feedback stuff off. You can take that. You can say, I don't want to send Apple up any updates about me. Thanks very much, which is totally fair. But even with all those things turned off, I've gone into photograph stuff sometimes and it goes, you were parked here for 2 hours. And I was like, what?
How does it know that?
I've not, because I don't know if your phone stops moving or whatever. I don't know. Sure, someone sent us a request there about traffic and I just went onto Google Maps and you can see all the red lines. Where the cars aren't moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Cars are tracking us.
I remember do you remember that app we had before? It was kind of before, just as WhatsApp kind of appeared, and there was a kind of walkie-talkie app.
Yeah.
And there was one day we were doing it on air, and then I said, are you in Stillorgan? And you go, yeah. And I said, you drive around the corner right now. Yeah. How do you know that? I could see you on a map in the app.
You can do that with
Turn
WhatsApp.
All that off.
You can share your location with somebody for 8 hours. It's handy if you're in a taxi or you're on the way home or it's late at night.
Good. Yeah, no, there's benefits to it too, but
you know,
it's kind of weird if some...
No offense, taxi drivers, it didn't mean like that.
No,
you know
I know what you're
going around.
Everyone's just trying to get home, yeah.
Yeah.
There's actually an app that it's a fake conversation.
Oh.
So if you say you want to ring and pretend you've got somebody waiting for you at home,
yeah,
you can ring them and put it on speaker even. And the thing will go, hi, how are you? Where are you now?
Wow.
How long are you going to be? And it's like, yeah, I'm just around the corner. I'll be home soon. So it'll give anybody who's listening, whether it's a taxi driver or whoever it is.
You might think you're busy.
They'll just gives you that extra level of sort of... You know,
that would save.
Sounds like there's somebody there waiting for you.
That would save the person I know who had to fake mouth the conversation with themselves, so they didn't want to get out of a car to talk to a neighbour the other day.
Oh no! What if your phone rings when you're doing that?
Oh, well, you're inside the car, you wouldn't hear it. But like actually going, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the people at the newsreaders at the end of the news.
Yeah, I don't know what they're saying to each other. They pretend.
That was a good one. Right? It was really good weather. It was very good.
Anyway, that's where the future's going. It'll be before the end of the year, and loads more places will work with just asking you, like, you know, when you swipe up on your phone, is this you? Yeah, grand, you're in. No more trying to remember passwords and your mother's maiden name and your first pet's name and blah, blah, blah. That'll all be... If you want to use that stuff, you'll be able to continue, but for the rest of us, you won't have to.
Cool.
It's coming soon. It's FM 104.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.